Letters to Daniel, Volume 4. Letter 217. Endgame, Part 2. Armor, ablative, heavenly. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2013, in the 10th month, on the 17th day of the 10th month.
Dear Dan, I think it was just a few hours after the Lord God sent the devil to stand by the tree that I saw what appeared to be an angel come into the kitchen from the backyard. He walked through the slider and started toward me. I activated a grid to see if he was friend or foe. He walked right through unscathed. I fired up the grill again only to see the same angel walk right through. At this point I began to figure he was a friendly, since the grid is quite lethal to those of God's enemies to whom it is applied. He stopped about 2 feet in front of where I was standing and just stood there. In the seconds before I responded, I could see he looked to be dressed in armor plate, like a knight of ancient times. Only this armor had a unique appearance. It seemed that, rather than chainmail, it was comprised of small leaves of metal that overlapped one another, like the scales on an armadillo. And it appeared that the whole outfit was thicker than normal chainmail armor might be. As we stood silently looking at one another, that thought occurred to me that he was waiting instructions, so I asked him to go out back and keep an eye on things, at which he turned and walked through the slider out to the backyard. Later on I noticed there were more armor-clad angels with him, about 5 or 6, and they formed a semicircle around the devil, keeping him from seeing into my house. A day or two later I saw another, larger angel standing in the back with the others. This one was dressed differently. He had on what appeared to be a royal robe that the knight might wear if he was of the king's court. Not the royal color of scarlet, but more black with white highlights. And he had a rather large sword with a finely gilded hilt of gold. And the blade was a brightly polished steel. He had a crown of gold on his head. Angel Gabe told me he was Michael, and I knew he was sent there to represent Christ Jesus, our King. Michael and the armored angels stood watch in the backyard from that day until noon on the 9th of October, when they took Satan to the desert on the other side of the world. What I found interesting is that the armor works to keep Satan from casting his thoughts toward me, which is how he was able to sucker punch me in the gut over the years. After the first day, when I was looking out the slider, some of the angels opened ranks a little to allow Satan to see me, and I started to get a little sick. But as soon as they closed ranks, the sickness stopped. Yet another proof I was seeing spiritual reality. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.